As the Bills OTAs wind down, scheme installation is almost complete. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with John Murphy. And even though by most accounts, play installation has been heavy, really challenging the players for the most part, they really haven't gotten crossed up all that much in these practices thus far.
Yeah, and you know, I wonder, Chris, if that has something to do with the pace of the offense. Wednesday was another day of up-tempo, fast-paced offense for the Bills. I believe they do pare it down a little bit and keep it simple when they want to run that up-tempo, fast-paced offense. Coach Doug Marrone admits that they have put an awful lot on the players' plate so far in terms of installation, but he feels that this team is making good progress.
Schematically, you know, we're putting a lot in. We have a lot in now. You know, a large percentage of it close to the end. And you can see that sometimes we become saturated with that and, you know, we're making some mistakes out there, but the players are working to get better.
Little small details that you have to learn. You might have to play, but you got to know against all defenses, you know, what they give you a different look, you know, so it's a lot more than going into than just knowing the plays and, you know, you got to know the answers to all the plays. So feel like we're getting better and better each day, but, you know, still got a long way to go.
A day after the offense made some good plays in the passing game, Wednesday saw the defense get a little bit better of the action. It's part of the natural back and forth that we see in OTAs this time of year. Kevin Cobb admits Buffalo's defense has been challenging with all the looks it can throw at an offense.
They're bringing a lot of stuff, and they give it a lot of crazy looks. So for us, we have to identify and communicate quickly with our tempo up as well. You know, I mean, that's always the struggle with high tempo offenses and all the different looks that defenses give you. It's a fun game back and forth because you'll see, you know, I think yesterday, personally, I think that, you know, we got after them a little bit yesterday. They got after us a little bit today.
And still, the Buffalo offense had its moments on Wednesday as we take a look at the highlight reel from the OTA. T.J. Graham had a 25-yard pickup on this catch. Along the right sideline, Kevin Cobb delivers the ball. That was early during teamwork. Rookie receiver Derek Rogers makes another nice play. He goes down low for a pass along the left sideline from E.J. Manuel. That one got first down yardage and more. Tavares Jackson found Mike Cawson, the tight end, a short time later with this throw. Marquise Goodwin found some space to work along the near sideline to make a great catch from Jackson for a 20-yard pickup. C.J. Spiller with a couple of long plays in the pass game on Wednesday. The first one came down the left sideline as he slipped behind the defense to make a grab from Kevin Cobb. And then later in practice, Spiller had this catch deep down the right sideline and a pass from Tavares Jackson. Spiller separated from the coverage for a 40-yard pickup.
You get the ball in his hands, you know, that's a touchdown. I know 50's a pretty good player, but CJ, he's a specimen, man. He's fast. You know, he get behind you, you can pretty much cancel it. So just try to get the ball in his hands as much as possible and just let him make plays.
Defensively, there were a handful of sacks, including this one from nickel corner Nickel Roby, who tapped out Kevin Cobb. Roby had a pair of sacks on the day. And Cresden Butler had this pass breakup on a throw from Kevin Cobb that was intended for Goodwin along the near sideline. Finally, a good opportunity for second-year safety Manis Silva as he got first-team reps in practice on Wednesday, working at safety alongside Aaron Williams. Silva admitted, though, that working with new teammates posed a bit of a challenge.
When you go up, you know, in groups, you know, the guys in the higher groups, you know, have a better understanding of the defense, you know, so you can feed off each other communication-wise and, you know, just help each other out there.
Well, Murph, the coaches aren't shy about using some of their younger players in different roles, particularly moving them up with the starters on offense and defense. You know, we mentioned Silva here on Wednesday, but also Nickel Roby has gotten some opportunities with the first unit. But, you know, this is really the time for the coaches to do that kind of thing.
Yeah, and there are a number of players who will benefit from that. And I thought Coach Marrone made an interesting observation today about these practices and looking at players now and how different things will look when they get into pads, when they get to training camp in late July. And it's almost like there's another level of competition that will occur then. And I don't think any of these roster decisions, the fringes of the starting lineup anyway, I don't think any of them are set in stone at this time.
Another 10:30 a.m. practice as OTAs continue on Thursday. We'll have full coverage here on BuffaloBills.com. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup.